getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
You know, every time I play that song, in my brain and on my hand, I'm playing air bass guitar. I don't know why. The bass part always just sticks right in my head, and I'm just invisibly playing right along. Hey, it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. For those of you that don't know or have always been wondering, that is Dick Piller in the orchestra opening the show with the Polka DJ Polka like he does every single week here on the show. Hey, glad you're with for another week. I got a stack of records to play. We're going to get through them in an hour. I better get busy here. Charles Magnaint is our first record up. It's on the Waldorf record label. It's one of those discount record labels that you get like in the 50s, you know, when you didn't want to pay for the big name stuff like on RCA or Decca or something like that. You'd get the Waldorf. But it's still a pretty good record. Here's the Little Brown Jug Polka. You know, for a discount record label, that was a pretty complex arrangement. It's a mighty fine playing there from Charles Magnaint. What is this here? And his Charles Magnaint's Polka Party on the Waldorf Music Hall record label. Scratches and all. That's how you know it's real music. Here we are, well on our way to another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Happens every week right here, about this same time, same place, same stuff, different records every week. You know, it takes years to go through them all. Every now and then something repeats. You know darn well it does, but I try to mix them up pretty good anyway. We'll have our 78 of the week coming up. Don't forget we always have a waltz in every show. And let's right away talk about the World of Accordions Museum, because I'm mixing it up a little bit. I'm talking about them like two songs earlier than usual. I don't know. It's not like I really keep track. But check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. 1,400 accordions crammed into one building. I'd like to compute how many reeds that is. Yeah, a lot. Billions, I'm sure. Oh, but they're all on display at the museum. You can see a few pictures, kind of check it out a little bit on their website, worldofaccordions.org. And, you know, we're already starting to think about fall. We're into September now. We're thinking about fall. We're thinking about snow. And we're thinking about you better hurry up if you want to get up there this year and you got to travel any distance. People do travel up here in the winter, but you got to have the right attitude, man. But check them out online. Have a look at all they have to offer. Maybe you or you know somebody who's like in college, high school. They're doing a report on the music of the Arab, old-time music or polkas. Or music of their ethnicity, you know, whether it's Polish or Czech or German or whatever. They can help you out up there. They got a lot of research materials. Worldofaccordions.org. You'll find everything you want to know, including contact information. All right. All right. Now, here's one. I used to get a lot of requests for this one. Haven't for quite some time. The record kind of fell in the back of the stack. Here's Alvin Stasinski, though, and Hupsedenya.
Drinking with my pal, Hupsedenya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsedenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsedenya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsedenya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsedenya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsedenya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsedenya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsedenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsedenya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsedenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsedenya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsedenya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsedenya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsedenya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsedenya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsedenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsedenya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsedenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsedenya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsedenya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsedenya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsedenya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsedenya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsedenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsedenya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsedenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsedenya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsedenya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsedenya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsedenya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsedenya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsedenya.
There you go. Bit of a classic here on the Oompa Hour. Used to get a lot of requests for that one. It's always been one of my favorites, even though it's a little dark. Alvin Stasinski there. 1966, they put out that record, in case you're wondering. Upsadenya here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's do one from Eddie Blazonchik's Versatones.
Any of you friends and neighbors ever been down in Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and all around on them hills down there and ever heard them old foxhounds run? I'm going to give you a little sample of how they sound down there.
There you go, Eddie Blazonchik's Versatones. That is the Yo-Yo Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm finding myself again with another cheerful week and nothing to complain about. Our forecast up here is like for upper 60s, 70s, bumping into the 80s here over the next, I don't know, 5 or 6 days and a crapload of sunshine. I just can't find a way to complain about that. Starter went out in the 53 Merc, did I tell you that? Got 53 Merc with a 351 Windsor in it. Out of a 71 Mustang. And I'm like, that's the modern engine. It's only 50 years old. And the starter's out. And before we bought the car, it had been lowered, which I don't like. And no floor jack that I own will get the car high enough that I could even come close to getting under it, much less getting under it to replace the starter. And my daughter had a friend. She said, oh, he'll do it for you. Yeah, well, it's been like 3 or 4 weeks, and that hasn't panned out yet. So I'm real close to going in and buying an overpriced, like a truck jack that has a lot of lift to it so I can get this thing up high enough to work under it. I mean, normally, you know, when I was a younger man, I would use any excuse I could come up with to buy another tool, especially something that wasn't cheap. It's like, but honey, it was still cheaper than the mechanic. And then I look in the, it's like a 5-ton jack with a 21-inch lift and it like weighs 100 pounds. I'm like, that's the last thing I need in the garage is a 100-pound jack sitting around. So I haven't given in yet. But, man, I'm missing the cruising. I don't know why. I'm going to give her friend like another couple of days. I'll report next week. Let you know what the situation is. Oh, let's do a Whoopi John record, shall we? Here's the Adeline Polka.
Thank you.
there, Whoopi John and the orchestra, the Adeline Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, see what happens here, around here in the old Oompa Hour, is I have records where I can't figure out how to pronounce the titles, usually because they're in Polish. I can take a pretty good run at the German. Not so good at the Czech or the Slav. Ooh, not good either. But the Polish is especially tough. Got Claire Witkowski and his orchestra made a lot of records. A lot of them have Polish titles, Polish singings. I have no idea what they're saying. This looks like it says, Wiwe Tai Stolat. That's what it looks like. And I tried to do the translation thing on the internet with that. And that was only partially successful. I'm not even sure if successful was the... It's the proper word, but the magic computer thing is telling me it's a traditional Polish song sung to express good wishes, good health, and long life. It is the equivalent to playing Happy Birthday or For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. No idea if any of that makes any sense to any of you, but without further ado, here's Claire Witkowski and his orchestra. Like that. I'm sitting here going, well, it sounded kind of festive. Claire Witkowski in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I have, we've all heard of the Tick-Tock Polka. How about the Tick-Tack Polka? Huh? It's the musical airs. We'll be right back. you go. Musical airs here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you ready for a rare one? I bet maybe once in 8 or 9 years I've played this one on the show, simply because you can't really dance to it, and it's really, really sappy. But you know, as a man with 3 daughters, it gets you right here. Eddie Blazancik did The Men in My Little Girl's Life. And on the record it says, narrated by Eddie Blazancik. You can't really dance to this. I suppose you could. You can dance to anything if you try hard enough. But it's kind of sappy, and I don't know. I felt like I could get away with it this week. I haven't played it for ages. And the record's got, it looks like a brand new, shiny, perfect record, but it's got a big old warp in it. So I had to put a dime on the turntable, the tone arm thing, to get it to play. But I think we're going to be okay. On the flip side, actually, he recites it in Polish. But I'm going with the English side. Those of you with daughters, oh, man, this one's going to get you. Here's Eddie Blazancik.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday when I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Bob. He wants to know if he can play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy. Was it really so long ago when she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside and his name is Lee. He wants to know if he can carry my books for me. Can he, Daddy? Is it all right, Daddy? He's got freckles, Dad.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens. Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to know if he can take me to the prom. Is it okay, Dad? He's cute, Daddy. We'll be home early, Dad. Ah, before I knew it, time had flown. And my, how my little girl had grown. Father, there's a boy outside, and his name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday when I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a young man outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? Oh, but I love him, Dad.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, and a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. And I told him that his grandpa was going to babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
Men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Oh my, haven't played that one for a while. Eddie Blazancik there, The Men in My Little Girl's Life. That's a huge record for Mike Douglas. I think it was 1966. Made it to the top of all the charts, the adult charts and the pop charts and all the charts. And I'm trying to remember, Tex Ritter did it. And Archie Campbell, of all people, did it and had some success with it, too. Man, that'll choke you up, though, won't it? Wow. And, man, even as a grandpa. Because, like, one of my favorite things to do is hanging out with my six-year-old grandson. He's the only one of the grandkids who grew up near me. The rest of them all moved far away. And he's, like, next door. So I see him all the time, and we are, like, best buds, man. There's amazing, amazing thoughts in a little kid's brain. That's all I can tell you. Oh, let's pick it up a little bit. Holy moly, man. Here's Ray Henry and the orchestra with the Hi There Polka. That'll wake you up after that sappy Eddie Blazonczyk record there, huh? There you have Ray Henry and the orchestra, the Hi There Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm working on getting our 78 of the week ready to go here. In fact, what do we have? We have here the Guido Polka, Babe Wagner's Dutchman on a Columbia 78 coming up here in just a little bit. Oh, man, I should have watched that one first. Well, it's too late now. Darn it, not enough time. I'll get that going while you listen to Vern Meisner do the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, run a good place now. Remember one good point. Don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. Gin mill in Little Chicago, and in London it's a Blue Man Lounge. They serve you cocktails and rich new
mill, little Chicago, and in London it's a blooming lot. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk.
There you go, a little Vern Meister there, the Barroom Polka. And, of course, you're used to hearing Mr. Yankovic doing that one, too. But I'm also a big fan of the Vern Meister sound, very similar to the Frank Yankovic sound. But anyway, there you have it. Now let's do our 78 of the week. Man, I really should have washed this one. It's not like it's dirty. It's got, like, it's sticky. I don't know what the deal is here. But it seems to play just fine. Babe Wagner's Dutchman on a nice Columbia 78 from the 40s, and it's the Guido Polka. There, that sounded pretty good. Babe Wagner's Dutchman there on a Columbia 78 with a Guido Polka. And by the way, if sometimes you hear a 78 and you think they sound a little bassy and muffly, for you techno geeks out there, I don't really have the right preamp. For that, I need a flat preamp because I'm applying the RIAA equalization standard on 78s, and you shouldn't do that because it makes them sound muddy. But hey, you got to work with what you got. One day, I'll get that fixed and patch that sucker in somewhere. I don't have any desk space. I got no place to put a different preamp. Ah, it's complicated. I'm telling you. I got Lil Wally here and Lucky Harmony Boys. Well, they're not actually here, but the records are here. And this is another one of those records, not really a polka, but it is it's an old-time record. And it's a record that was a big hit for a guy named Al Dexter about 1,000 years ago. And Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys do it up for us here. Kind of old-time style. You probably know Pistol Pack and Mama.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I lied, and wished that I was dead. Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shot out the light, bang, the blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, oh, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you'll put that gun away. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, oh, lay that pistol down.
There you go, just like that. His little salute there to Al Dexter wraps up Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and Pistol Pack and Mama. Boy, that's not politically correct anymore, is it? Hey, you know, we got to get a waltz in the show. We do it every week. Make sure two things we always have. Well, three things. We have polka records, we have a waltz, and we have a official 78 RPM record, which we've already played. That leaves us the waltz to get in here. How about Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys and the Honeymoon Waltz?
Thank you.
There you go, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. There's the Honeymoon Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You know, every week this happens, and if you need to get in a request or a dedication or you have a question or a comment, there are many ways. Many avenues of communication are available to you. You can just drop an email to oompahour@aol.com, or you could leave a phone message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Or you could try the old Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, which is my least favorite way to communicate. But I know some people live on Facebook. I look at it now and then, but yeah, it's too much for me. But I do check for messages occasionally. So if you have a request or dedication or anything like that, feel free to send it any of those ways. Or you could send it by, you know, like personal carrier or FedEx or Pony Express or whatever you want to do. All right. In fact, you even go ham radio if you want to. I hang out on 20 meters now and then. You geeks will know what that means. So, yeah, I was going, oh, not really old-time music related, but I wanted to mention anyway, this past week, Doc Severinsen played his last concert. He's retired. He's 95. You probably remember him as a band leader on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for years. I probably mentioned before, when I was a kid, I played trumpet. I started trumpet lessons in fourth grade. I took private lessons, then band started in fifth grade, so I took lessons from the band teacher, plus band class, plus I took private lessons there also, and then I had, don't sidetrack, I'm trying not to sidetrack myself, or I'll talk about this forever, and my parents bought me all the record albums by all the great trumpet players, and some that were not so great, but I had like all the Tijuana Brass records, and all the Al Hurt records, and all the Doc Severinsen records. And, you know, on down the line, I still have them all. I still enjoy listening to them. And Dad took me to see Doc Severinsen in a concert down in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, several times. And, yeah, Doc, Saratoga Springs, New York is where he played his last concert last week. And 95 years old, Doc's retiring. I don't know what's better, his trumpet playing or his outfits, because he just wore the wildest clothes all the time. I remember once he came out and he had pants on and he had very bright, sparkly glitter suspenders. And he was like, "You like my suspenders?" He says, "And if these break, you get to see my sequined underwear." Anyway, I saw that in the news that Doc had retired after playing his last show. He's 95, so way to go, Doc. That's a good run. I don't care who you are. Here are the Langner Sisters now, the If You Leave Me Polka.
I left you, I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true.
Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
There's the Langner Sisters, along with the Versatones, helping them out there. If you leave me polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Probably got a couple more records to get into the show this week. We'll do that in about a minute. The Michigan Polka Tells are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think, yeah, we probably got room for a couple of more tunes in here. Let's see how that works out. Let's do the Michigan Polka Tells, and my wife is happy. There you have the Michigan Polka Tells. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Mark this down wherever it is you're listening, because it happens here every darn single week. So you remember where to find it again next week if you're a newbie. That's what they call you, a newbie. which always reminds me of Romper Room where they had do bees and don't bees. Remember? I'm not explaining it for you young kids. You just missed out, all right? There's Dick Rogers Orchestra. It's the Country Boy Polka. There you go, Dick Rogers and his orchestra there. And I forgot the name of that one. Suddenly I just feel so terribly stupid. What was that? Do you recognize that? Sure you did. Oh, the Country Boy Polka. Right, I got it. That's all the time we have. And it's a good thing because apparently my name has stopped my brain has stopped functioning right about now. Jeez. That's the roughest ending to a show we've had in a long time, huh? But that does it for another round of the old Oompa Hour. I'm already trying to stack up records for next week, so we'll meet you back here, all right? All right!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.